ీరాముపమశ్రవస్తము స్థరాజం బ్రహ్మణా బ్రహ్మణస్పత ఊతిభిస్సీద సాదనం శ్రీమహాగణాధిపతయే నమః సదాశివసమారంభాం శంకరాచార్యమధ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్యపర్యంతాం వందే నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తుతో జయముదీరయేత్. ఆత్మస్వరూప బంధుగణ, సో వి హ్యావ్ టు డూ ద 15th వెర్స్, 14th వి హ్యావ్ ఫినిష్. యు మే సే విత్ మీ, ఏవం జ్ఞాత్వా కృతం కర్మ పూర్వైరపి ముముక్షుభిః కురు కర్మైవ తస్మాత్వం పూర్వైః పూర్వతరం కృతం. ఏవం జ్ఞాత్వా ముముక్షుభిః కృతం కర్మ పూర్వం, పూర్వైరపి ముముక్షుభిః కర్మ కృతం. యు సీ, అర్జున ఇస్ ఎ ముముక్షు. హీ వాంటెడ్ లిబరేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ ది బాండేజ్ ఆఫ్ సంసార. This kind of a desire can happen anywhere. It can happen in the battlefield. Some people may ask how it can happen in the battlefield, that kind of a desire. In all probability, it can happen only in the battlefield. So, it is not a disadvantage, it is an advantage only. In any case, life is a battlefield. So, he suddenly got this desire for moksha, mumukshu. So, and therefore, what he thought was, I am mumukshu, I want moksha, and therefore for moksha you need jnanam, atma jnanam. Jnana devahi kaivalyam. You cannot get moksha by karma or even upasana. Upasana is also part of the karma only. So by karma and upasana, which is an effort, what we call. So, whatever may be the nature of effort, it cannot give us moksha. Because effort is defined that way clearly. A goal which is outside of you, you can reach by effort. Whereas moksha is not a goal outside of you. We have seen in the Viveka Chodamani class, after searching everywhere, you have to arrive at yourself, finally, the starting point you have to arrive at. So, moksha is atma. Atma is the moksha. It is not even the quality of atma. Atma is moksha. Atma, moksha and Brahman, they are all synonymous words really. Therefore, you have to gain atma. Atma labhaha. Atma labhat paro labhaha. Pumsam nasti. Like that Sureshwaracharya says. So you have to gain atma. Because every other gain, labha, gain, is always associated with loss, and it is a never-ending game, and there is no fulfillment in that game of reaching some goal or the other, gaining something or the other by effort. So, atma labha is the supreme gain. So, atma labhat paro labha nasti iti kavayo viduhu. This is how mahatmas say, jnanis say. Okay. Then let us gain atma. So, if gaining an atma is not going to solve the problem of samsara permanently, and if it is the atma that has to be gained, then let us gain atma. How you can gain? Atma is you. How you are going to gain atma? You have to know yourself. So, labha in the case of atma is jnanam. So, jnana devahi kaivalyam. Therefore, mumukshu becomes a jijnyasu. So, the desirer of moksha becomes the desirer of knowledge. That is what Arjuna is. He wants knowledge. Then, if knowledge is to be gained, then you cannot pursue effort. While pursuing effort, how knowledge can be gained? Therefore, let me put a stop to these efforts. So, let me take to sannyasa. This is what Arjuna's thinking was. Then Shri Krishna says, no, you got it right అప్ టు ఏ పాయింట్ అండ్ దెన్ ఆన్వర్డ్స్ యూ గాట్ ఇట్ రాంగ్. ముముక్ష రైట్, ముముక్షు షుడ్ బికమ్ జిజ్ఞాసు రైట్, జ్ఞానం ఈజ్ ది రైట్ థింగ్ అండ్ ఆత్మా ఈజ్ ది జ్ఞానం రైట్. సో టు గెట్ ఇట్ నౌ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు డ్రాప్ ఆల్ వర్క్స్, ఆల్ ఎఫర్ట్స్ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు డ్రాప్, దెన్ ఐ విల్ గెయిన్ జ్ఞానం బై అబైడింగ్ ఇన్ ఆత్మా, సమ్ సచ్ ఐడియాస్ అండ్ దట్ విల్ ఎలిమినేట్ సంసార ఫర్ మీ. సో దట్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ రాంగ్. అప్ టు జ్ఞానం ఈజ్ రైట్, ఐ హ్యావ్ టు గెయిన్ జ్ఞానం, దట్ ఈజ్ రైట్. బట్ టు గెయిన్ జ్ఞానం ఐ షుడ్ రినౌన్స్ కర్మ. అర్జున థింకింగ్ లైక్ దట్ ఈజ్ రాంగ్. అర్జున థింకింగ్ లైక్ దట్ ఈజ్ రాంగ్. సో శ్రీకృష్ణ సేస్ హే అర్జున ఎర్లియర్ పూర్వై అపి, సో అవర్ ఎన్సెస్టర్స్, యువర్ ఎన్సెస్టర్స్, అవర్ ఎన్సెస్టర్స్, ఆల్ ఎన్సెస్టర్స్ ఆల్సో దే హ్యావ్ డన్ కర్మ, కర్మ కృతం. బట్ దెన్ ఇజ్ ఇట్ దట్ దే డిడ్ నాట్ వాంట్ మోక్ష? నోనో, ముముక్షుభి దే వాంటెడ్ మోక్ష, దే వాంటెడ్ జ్ఞానం, యట్ దే హ్యావ్ డన్ కర్మ. హౌ కర్మ కెన్ లీడ్ టు మోక్ష? ఎస్, ఏవం జ్ఞాత్వా కృతం కర్మ. దట్ ఈజ్ సో ఏవం జ్ఞాత్వా, హ్యావింగ్ అండర్స్టుడ్ దస్ దిస్ వే దే హ్యావ్ డన్ కర్మ. దేర్ ఫోర్ సో దట్ ఏవం జ్ఞాత్వా కన్వర్ట్స్ కర్మ ఇంటు కర్మయోగ. సింపుల్ కర్మ, కర్మ కురు, కృతం కర్మ, దట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ కర్మయోగ. ఏవం జ్ఞాత్వా కృతం కర్మ, దట్ ఈజ్ కర్మయోగ. దెన్ వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ ఏవం జ్ఞాత్వా? ప్లీజ్ రిఫర్ టు ది లాస్ట్ వీక్, లాస్ట్ క్లాస్, దట్ ఈజ్ ఏవం జ్ఞాత్వా, ఎర్లియర్ క్లాస్. బట్ స్టిల్ ఐ విల్ బ్రీఫ్లీ రిమైండ్ యూ వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ ఏవం జ్ఞాత్వా. నమాం కర్మాణి లింపంతి నమే కర్మ ఫలే స్పృహ. దిస్ ఈజ్ ది ఏవం జ్ఞాత్వా. దట్ ఈస్ ది హాఫ్ ఆఫ్ దట్ వెర్స్ ఈస్ ది ఏవం జ్ఞాత్వా. సో ఇది మాం యోభిజానాతి కర్మఫిర్ న సంబంధ్యతే. దెర్ఫోర్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ దెర్ ఈజ్ యాక్షన్ బట్ ఆత్మా ఈజ్ నాట్ ది డూయర్. అండ్ యు సీ ఇట్ ఈస్ ది ఈగో. యు సీ యూ లుక్ ఎట్ ది సిచ్యువేషన్, దెర్ ఈజ్ యాక్షన్, ద విండ్ ఈజ్ బ్లోయింగ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ అన్ యాక్షన్, ఇట్స్ ఎ మూమెంట్, యాక్షన్ ఈజ్ మూమెంట్, సో ఇట్ ఈస్ అన్ యాక్షన్. బట్ హూ ఈజ్ ది డూయర్ దేర్? అండ్ హూ ఈజ్ ది వన్ దట్ గెట్స్ ద రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ దట్ డూయింగ్? యూ ఆన్సర్ దీస్ టూ క్వశ్చన్స్. యూ హ్యావ్ టు సే ఇఫ్ హౌ యూ ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు ఆన్సర్ దీస్ టూ క్వశ్చన్స్. సో దెన్ వాట్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు సే? ద వాయు, విండ్ ఈజ్ బ్లోయింగ్ మీన్స్ వాయు. సో వాయు ఈజ్ ఏ దేవత, సమ్ దేవత, యూ పెర్సానిఫై వాయు, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఏ దేవత. అండ్ దట్ దేవత ఈజ్ నాట్ ఎనఫ్ టు గివ్ ఎన్ ఆన్సర్ టు దీస్ టూ క్వశ్చన్స్. యూ నీడ్ ఏ దేవత ఈగో, యూ నీడ్ ఎన్ ఈగో. Now you have now devata ego. Now the answer questions are answered. Who is blowing here? So the wind god is blowing. I am blowing. The wind god says, I am blowing. And by blowing this way, the result, whatever result, the benefit will come. Who will get it? Who else? I will get it. That is what he is going to answer. Therefore, it is not the action that it's that in itself, it is not the one which binds. It is when there is an action in place, a reflex, an ego arises. First action must be there, then ego will come and claims the doership with reference to that action. This is what a major difference in the understanding between Vedanta and Tarka. In Tarka they say, there is a doer and the doer will do action. He has a willpower and with the willpower he will do action. That is how they proceed. Which is okay. In empirical world everything is okay. All mistakes are okay in empirical world. So, but we say in Vedanta, no, it is not the doer is not a real thing. Doer is a phantom. It is not a real, it is a false entity. Doing is there, and once the doing is in place, then the deed is in place, then the doer rises as a reflex by habit. So the eyes are open and the perception takes place. Not by willpower, it takes place. And once the perception takes place, I see, the doer comes later. Hearing takes place, hearer comes later. Tasting takes place, tester comes later. Okay, don't bother about tasting. The example, these two examples are good enough. You may say, no, I am the one who tastes and all that. That's why that example, leave alone. Therefore, so skin, the sense of touch takes place. Oh, it is hot. It is cool or cold. So once it takes place, then I say, I am the one who knows or perceives. Therefore, there is action. There is a deed. Now, do you bring the doer and enjoyer together? Doer and enjoyer, they come together. I am the one who performed the deed. Doer. Because I performed the deed, I should get the results of that deed. I should be recognized. What is the result? Recognition, approval, and then payment. All follow one after another. So I should be recognized, I should be approved, and I should be paid also. And all these things, this is the enjoyer. So this doer plus enjoyer, it's a unit, it's an entity that comes. This is an ajnani's lifestyle. Whereas, if he is a jnani, evam jnatva, how he? Namam karmani limpanti, name karma phales pruha. There is a deed, but the doership doesn't affect me. The deed will have result in its course of time by loss of nature. But the result which is in the future, result is not in the present. I am in the present. You see, when you talk of result, you are not in the present. When you are in the present, you can never talk of result. Two different things altogether. So you have to forget the present and start fancying about the future, then there is a discussion about result. Name karma phales pruha. So the greed for the results of action is not there for me. I am in the present, bas. What will happen in the future by the effort that I am doing? So what is the question? By the effort that I am doing, doer, what will I get out of it? Enjoyer. Suppose this doership and this enjoyership is not there. Do you have an ego? No. Ego is not there. If ego is not there, then the obstacle, the only obstacle for Atmajnanam is gone. There is no obstacle. Therefore, for gaining knowledge, what you have to do is not renunciation of karmas. You will not be able to do that anyway. You have to renounce chittatyaga eva samsaratyagaha. So you have to renounce the notions of doership and enjoyership. How to renounce them? Suppose some two coins are there in my pocket. I can throw them out. So now I have to throw doership out and I have to throw enjoyership out. How? Iti mam yobhijanati. So that is how you have to renounce. Tyago nama tyaktatvena parijnanameva. Tyaga, renunciation means understanding that they need not be renounced because they were never attached. In sleep, you do not renounce the bed. You forget the bed. You do not renounce the bed. But still, hey, it's a kind of renunciation. Similarly, I rise above the sense of doership. That is how you renounce doership. You cannot throw it out, taking it out, because the one who has to throw it out is the one, is the doer in the first place. That kind of a contradiction in terms will come. But I tell you, there is no contradiction. You can posit a contradiction, you can rise above all contradictions and know also. So, You are not throwing it out, doership or any such thing. It's not a physical thing to be thrown out. You know that doership is not there. Namam karmani limpanti. That knowledge is the way you renounce doership. Then enjoyership. I am throwing out my enjoyership. There is no such thing. Name karma phales pruha. Now there is no enjoyership. This is how, by knowing evam jnatva, the doership and enjoyership are neutralized, And now the karma, there is only that karma that takes you to jnanam. Because karma will always be there. So evam jnatva karma krutam. This is how the method of gaining jnanam. And so it's not that you should go and start doing some new karmas with this new methodology or new technology. That is not the idea. Whatever karmas you are doing, you are not supposed to do all kinds of karmas as a sadhaka. You are supposed to do certain karmas which are shariram kevalam karma. Kurvan apnoti kilpisham. So for a simple, noble life doesn't require big karmas. Simple and noble life, they require some minimum karmas which have to be done as part of the duty. So you do it. And how you do it? This way. Doership, enjoyership, do not affect me. Evam jnatva karma krutam. This is how you will gain moksha. This is how the ancient Mahatmas also gained moksha. Then, suppose Arjuna says, okay, from now onwards, I am not doer, I am not enjoyer. Now I got moksha. Okay, you are jnani and you are a moksha. But renunciation of doership and enjoyership, which has become a habit with us, which is an automatic reflex with us, that requires karma yoga. So, from now onwards, I understood everything. From now onwards, I am not doer, I am not enjoyer. It may not happen that way. If it happens, may God bless you. You are jnani, you are Ishvara. But in the case of Arjuna, like a common man, it will not happen like that. So to know that I am not doer and I am not enjoyer, what should I do? I should continue to do my duty. The work that is enjoined work, I should continue to do. And every time a work is done, that work, even while it is being done, it is a field where the reflex comes out. The moment reflex comes out, you remember. Sadhana consists of remembering whatever has to be remembered. That is sadhana. This is jnanam it is. This is not doing or anything. So, in jnana-based sadhana, you try to remember, or you remember what you have to remember all the time. Whenever you have to remember that I am not the Atma, is not the doer, enjoyer, I remember it. That is sadhana. So, the performing action is the field, and in that field only sadhana becomes meaningful, you know. So now I perform the action. The doer, enjoyer, ego, it raises its head. I reject it. I negate it. I remember that this egoity is false. So, ragadvesha, that is how they get diluted. Mind purification happens this way. If there is fear in mind, then welcome that fear and look at it, examine it, and see whether the fear is rational. By the time you start seeing it, it is found that it is not rational. Suppose it is found rational, then you do something about it. So something has to be done. You do it and then it is gone. Suppose it is found irrational, then even the fact of your noticing it is irrational is enough to throw it away. So fear is gone. Raga dvesha. What is raga dvesha? Raga dvesha is nothing but doership, enjoyership problem only. Therefore, kartrutva bhoktrutva lakshana samsaraha. That is what Shankara says really. So, this I, me, mine syndrome it is. Therefore, doership, enjoyership is gradually neutralized. It has to be neutralized gradually. Hey Arjuna, for you, everybody need not neutralize gradually. Don't compare yourself with a jnani and say, he is not doing any karma apparently. So I too want to. Don't do that. You look at your situation. You need to neutralize doership, enjoyership gradually. Some people ask, is it necessary to know jnanam? Some people by birth itself, they have gained jnanam and they became mahatmas. So this is the question. For him it is not necessary. For you it is necessary. Are you a doer or not? Yes, then you need it. Why it happened like that in him? He also suffered hundreds of births and he arrived now. It's only a matter of a little earlier and a little later. Therefore, all these issues are non-issues really. Therefore, you have the sense of doership, enjoyership or not? Yes.
then you continue to work in the correct fashion, choose the works correctly and act, and even while acting, the action is spontaneous. In the sense, to be done thing is done, and no doership, enjoyership is projected. This way you do. This is the only way for you to pursue as of now. Kuru karma iva tasmatvam purvai purvataram krutam. Purvataram, in the ancient past, purvai, our ancestors, krutam, they have done karma. Purvaihi Shankara Janakadibhihi. So Janaka Maharaja, Janaka became a jnani, karma naivahi samsiddhimasthita janakadayaha. So Janaka, and then Shankara Adishabdena, he brings in another Mahatma called Ashwapati, a king. So all these great people, they have done a great work. So you do karma, tasmatvam kuru karmaiva. You continue to work. Evam jnatva, knowing thus, you continue to work. The opposite of continuing to work, kuru karma, the opposite is tushnimasanam sannyasaha. That's why Shankara says, na tushnimasanam napi sannyasah kartavyaha. Hey Arjuna, for you, eva he is explaining. Eva means alone, that alone you should do. That alone you should do means what I should not do. Yeah, tushnimasanam na kuru karma iva. So, I will not do anything, I will sit calm. This simply sitting, it doesn't work. Don't even try that. Tushnimasanam na. Okay, I will not simply sit, I will take to sannyasa. So, that also not for you. Napi sannyasah kartavyaha. That is the meaning of kuru karma iva eva. That is the meaning. Because, so then I have a question. People ask, okay, then if I become a jnani, then I can stop karma. You see, we are in karma yoga. So, when you become jnani, you will know whether to stop karma or not. It is like a child asks, come on, let us walk. The mother says to the child, walk. No, I don't want to walk. You take me into your shoulders. No, I have done it enough. Now I cannot do anywhere. Now you walk. Okay, the child walks a little and says, how long I have to walk? Some more. What happens then? We will reach the goal. Then the child asks, after reaching the goal, can I stop walking? Yeah, you can stop walking then. Now you walk. You can stop walking then. Its meaning is, you walk now. That is the meaning. So, no, I don't want to walk, I will sit here. No, you have to walk. So, napi sannyasah kar, yadyanat, Shankara says, yadyanatma jnaha, atma shuddhyartham. Do you know atma is akartru abhoktru? Do you know that? No, then you do karma for the purification of the mind. Atma is mind. So, because that ragadvesha, that kartrutva, bhoktrutva are false, and it is the false idea which binds. So, this falsehood is there in the heart, making that is the impurity. So, to get rid of it, you use activity, the duty-based activity as a field to neutralize ragadvesha. So, do karma. Yadi atmajya tattva vichet. No, I know the truth. Lokasangrahartham. Even then action will be there. So, action will be there from the point of view of anatmajna only, not from the point of view of tattvavita. So, even the knowledge, the jnani also performs action to help people. Lokasangraha, it continues in a spontaneous way, it continues. So, the point is, tvam karmaiva kuru. Okay. That is the verse. Let us the next verse. Kim karma kima karmeti kavayopyatramohitaha tatte karma pravakshyami yajnyatva mokshyase shubhat. Okay. Therefore, Krishna advised Arjuna to do karma, kuru karma, karma kuru. Okay, I will do karma. No, you should know what is karma. Therefore, kim karma, what is karma, I will tell you. Kim karma, I will tell you. Kim akarma, that also I will tell you. What is akarma, that also I will, because telling about karma, its counterpart also becomes a subject matter. I have to teach karma means the akarma is also taught simultaneously. So, I will teach you akarma also. That is one meaning. So, kim karma, kim akarmeti. I will tell you another meaning also later. So, first, the verse is just observed for all the words that are appearing there. Iti, why you should tell? Karma is action. Akarma is inaction. What is there for you to tell? No, no, don't think like that. Because Arjuna may not say it out. But finally he may have that kind of idea. Oh, now he will teach karma and akarma. What is that he is going to teach? Karma is action. Akarma is inaction. So, what teaching is there? It's a word translation and you need not do the translation, we know it. So, what is there to teach? So, that kind of a notion one may have. You are wrong. You should not think like that because kavayopyatra mohita. Atra, in this matter, what is karma, what is akarma in that subject matter? Kavayopi, intellectual people also. People of intelligence, scholarly people who have studied Tarka and other shastras. So these are scholarly people also. Kavayopi, atra, mohitaha. They are deluded or bewildered. They are bewildered. Therefore, if the fate of great scholars is that, they are bewildered to know what is karma and what is akarma, means what? They all the time make a mistake. Then what to speak of common people? Therefore, so that's why I will explain all that to you. Tat, therefore, even intellectual people are misled, are bewildered. Hey Arjuna, therefore I love you, so I don't want you to be bewildered. So, te karma pravakshyami. I will explain to you, pravakshyami. Elaborately I will explain to you. Vakshyami means I will tell. Pravakshyami means I will explain to you. Not simply telling, explaining. So, I will explain to you what karma. I will explain karma to you. But then, he has to explain both karma and akarma. Because, that is what he said, king karma, kim akarma. When he raised two questions, then he should answer both the questions. Suppose he answers kim karma only, then kim akarma remains unanswered. No problem. Tatte karma pravakshyami. In that vakya, you can bring in tatte akarma pravakshyami. Sandhi will be all right. So, you say that statement twice. It is called tantra. Tantra means to say it twice. Tatte karma pravakshyami. Say again. Tatte karma pravakshyami. Now there are two sentences. The first sentence is te karma pravakshyami. Second sentence is te akarma pravakshyami. What is karma and what is akarma? Both I will tell you. Then what happens? Evam jnatva karmanu kurvita. By knowing this, you should do the karma so that knowledge you will get. Yat jnatva. That knowledge you will get. That whatever you have supposed to know, you will know it. Yati jnatva. But then, what I need is not an understanding of karma and akarma. What I need is moksha. Yeah, that alone you will get. Jnatva mokshyase. You will be liberated. Not that you will get some extra information, you will be liberated. Liberated from what? Ashubhat. From the inauspicious thing. What is this inauspicious thing? Samsara. That is the inauspicious thing. So, the samsara with all its enticements and its attractions and all that, it is considered inauspicious by Mahatmas. There is nothing shubham in it. It binds me, it makes me, it presents me as karta bhokta. And you see, what can be more inauspicious than this? That the Brahman, the all-pervading Atma, the infinite, the whole Atma, is taken to be a poor, wretched jiva. That is the worst inauspicious thing that can happen to anybody. A millionaire, he forgot that he is a millionaire and he is begging. That is the inauspicious thing. So, this is the ashubha. There is no other ashubha. We have all kinds of funny concepts about shubha and ashubha. Maybe in a given empirical situation, they may have some relevance, I don't know. But the samsara is ashubham. So from the Ashubhat Mokshyase, you will be liberated. Okay, then Kim Karma Kim Akarmeti. Karma is a Jagat, because Nama Rupam Karma, this is the Jagat. Karma is movement. Movement needs an object to move. Without object you cannot have movement. Therefore you need an object. Under that hand, leg or anything, karma implies an object. And what is object? Object is namarupa, names and forms. There is no other object. Object is namarupa. A given name associated with a given form is the object. And it is that object which moves, not the Brahman. It is the wave which moves, not the water. It is because the water is the underlying reality. It doesn't move. It remains stable. We don't say static or anything. It is immovable. It is not moving, not movable. Water remains stable. If water also moves, then there will be no waves and all that. That situation is altogether different. So water is immovable and waves move. Similarly, in this universe, the underlying reality, it doesn't move. It is avikriyam. It is achalam. Achala Brahma. In India we have one Achala Siddhanta, one cult based on the name Achala. Shivarama Dikshita is the one, the proponent of Achala Siddhanta. In Advaita itself, he is some 17th century or 18th century Mahatma. He must be a great man. I have seen his photograph and all that. So, but he is Achala Siddhanta. Achala means he highlights this Achala aspect of the Brahman. He is talking some sense only. It's not that he is talking some wrong. It is part of Advaita. Some way of looking at Advaita. Shade again within the same Advaita, some shade of difference. So Brahma is Achalam. Achalam Brahma, Nishkriyam Brahma, Nirvikaram Brahma. Therefore, whereas all movement belongs to Namarupa. Therefore, where is Jagat? Where there is Jagat, there alone Brahma is there as the underlying reality. But Jagat is phenomenal, so karma. What is that phenomenon? Namarupa and motion. So that is the space and time. The space-time fabric is brought into the picture. So that is Jagat. Jagat is Namarupa, movement in the space-time fabric. That is Jagat. So karma is Jagat. Kim akarma? This karma is an appearance, it is unreal, and its underlying reality is Brahman, which is akarma, which is achalam, avikriyam. So that akarma. So I will tell you what is Brahma and what is Jagat. Kavayopyatra mohitaha. In this matter of Jagat versus Brahma, even the intellectual people, the so-called scholarly people, are bewildered or deluded, because they say Jagat is here, Brahma is seven up, somewhere above. In the seventh cloud, there is Brahma, whereas Jagat is here. Very big scholars, intelligent people, they are all bewildered in this matter. Kavayopyatra mohita. Therefore, Tatte karma pravakshyami, I will teach you what is nama rupam kriya, that is Jagat, and then akarma pravakshyami, that the underlying reality which is motionless, which is immobile, immovable, that Brahman, that also I will teach you. By knowing the Jagat and the Brahman, their interrelationship, one is an appearance and the other is the underlying reality, that dilutes all the impurities of the mind, ragadvesha are gone, and you will realize that reality is Atman. Yajnatva ashubhatu mokshyase. You will be released from the bondage of samsara. This is how Gita verses we just do nididhyasana, a kind of stay with it and come out with a new year and new year meanings. It is really not a new year meaning, but you can look at the verse like that. But according to the context, you can simply say, what is action and what is an action? I will tell you. Because you know, activities done with the body and sense organs. That is action. And you do not perform an act. That is inaction, karma, akarma. This is how we understand. So this understanding is wrong. You see, what is normally taken to be the thing in the world, that is wrong. This is how Vedanta goes on. That's why public address of Vedanta is a problem. Because what all views that are held by the public, the so-called public, are wrong. And now you go and sit there on the dais, and so 100 people are sitting, and all of them have a general opinion, a very well understood opinion. Namely, the activities performed by the body and the sense organs are action, and the non-performance of an act is inaction, karma, akarma. This is a uniformly held opinion. Now, you give a public talk. What you have to say? All this opinion is wrong. This is how you have to start. And everybody will be bewildered by this statement rather than anything else. So you, now you having made such a statement, now you have to make some sense. Otherwise, even the people who are genuinely interested, they also will run away. So having made such a statement, you should consolidate it. You should establish it. So this opinion is wrong. Because while performing an act, it is not the act which matters. It is the motive which supremely matters. Gita, is Karma Yoga, is an understanding of the motive of action, not action itself. In fact, in Gita, action itself is never considered important. The motives alone matter. That's Karma Yoga. That's why a person who is doing a job, say a sweeper job he is doing, now he has to do Karma Yoga. Now, what he should do? Should he leave this job and take up another job? No. The sweeper job is eligible for becoming Karma Yoga? Yes. There is another Vaidika who is performing yajna, that is karma. Now he has to become a karma yogi. What he should do? Stop yajnam and do something else? No. He can continue to do yajnam and become a karma yogi. The sweeper can continue to do his sweeping work, sweeping the roads, etc., and getting some salary. So, a night watchman job otherwise. So, continue to be a night watchman. You need not become any other thing than that. Yet, you can become karma yogi. Means what? A Vaidika who is supposed to be performing the most important yajna, etc., enjoined by the Shruti, he too can become karma yogi. This sweeper also can become karma yogi. Then are there any differences in the? No, there are no differences. Both are equal karma yogis. Then that means what? It only means that to become a karma yogi, the karma is not important. Need not change the karma. Without changing the karma means not adharma karma. That is the bottom line. No, no, I am doing pickpocketing and I will continue to do that. That is not what I am talking about. We are in Vedanta. We are not in Dharmashastra, you know. All those things are covered and we have come. Therefore, karma, bottom line is always taken care of. It is a righteous action. Whatever may be that righteous action, you need not change it. You can continue to do it. And yet, you can grow as karma yogi. Then that means what? For moksha, karma yoga, you don't need to change karma. Means karma is not the main thing there. Karma will be there, but it is not the main thing there. A housewife can become a karma yogi. You need not be an officer working in a big company to become a karma yogi. A housewife also can become karma yogi. A small guy, a night watchman can become karma yogi. A taxi cab driver can become karma yogi. You see, Somerset Maugham has written a book, a novel called Razor's Edge. It's a, in my opinion, it's a good book. In that book, the hero is a karma yogi. He is a kind of a jnani, jnyasu, and he is presented as a karma yogi. This karma yogi, at the end of the novel, he ends up as a taxi cab driver in Manhattan. That he is the karma yogi. So, the idea is, as a taxi cab driver also you can be karma yogi. So it is not the karma which matters, it is the motive which supremely matters. For example, you are doing a puja, worship of Lord. Suppose any one action you have to take, let us take the action of worshipping the Lord. You do it with a mundane desire, suppose. Then it is a action, the same action again I will take with a different motive. Therefore action is same, but this acting, the motive is a passion mode of passion. Passion, you know, that raga, is a raga mode. So you are acting, you are doing a good karma, all right, nice karma. Every karma is good, I mean, within that dharma. So it is a mode of passion. On the other hand, you do the same puja or same karma for Ishvara Prityartham. That is how we do. Mamopattu Dhritakshaya Dvarasya Parameshwara Prityartham. It only means this much. Parameshwara Prityartham means I offer it to the Lord. Naham Karta, Harih Karta. So Naham Bhokta, Harir Bhokta. So I do it. This is the meaning of Ishvara Priti. It's not that somebody is sitting there, he will become happy. It is all a symbolic language. That language is a symbolic language. We have to understand it in the proper spirit. Therefore, Ishvara Prityartham. So, for the grace of the Lord, for propitiating the Lord, I am doing this karma. So, there is a prayojanam in that also. Prayojanam, you see. Prayojanam anuddishya na mandopi pravartate. Even the more dullard person also will not act without a purpose in mind. The purpose is always there. That is the bottom line. Purpose is there. But what could be the purpose? The purpose is a mundane desire fulfillment. Then it is a mode of passion. On the other hand, the purpose is just propitiation of the Lord. Propitiation of the Lord means it is not a special purpose. It only means that I am not interested in mundane desire. That is the meaning of it. You see, you throw the coin and you hold it back. Or throw the coin, somebody will take it. So that way you do the act and you want the result for that act. Or you do the act and hand over to Ishvara. Samaj Rupi Parameshwara will take it. It's not that Parameshwara will come and take it. Somebody in the society will benefit out of it. So it's not a self-centered act. It's an act meant for the benefit of others. And others is Ishvara only. So Ishvara preach. That's why they do dhanam. They do charity. Suppose the person receiving charity is Mr. John. They won't say Mr. John Arpanamastu. They will say Sri Krishna Arpanamastu. It goes to Mr. John, but it is given to Ishvara. Whosoever may be the recipient, it is Sri Krishna Arpanam. Suppose you say Sri Krishna Arpanamastu and put in the pocket, then it is not Sri Krishna Arpanam. So it is a passion, it is. So the motive is Ishvara Preeti. That way we have to understand. It's not that he is sitting there and receiving all the things and only to give back later. It's not like that. So Ishvara Preeti, Samaj Rupi Parameshwaraha. The Ishvara in the form of society will be propitiated. And so here the act is done in the mode of goodness. Goodness is the mode. Then you can do the same Ishvara action in a different motive. I am giving different. That's why the discussion of karma and akarma becomes relevant. The same Ishvara puja you do. Again, worship of the Lord. You see, for what purpose? For the ruin of another person. It could be there. Any number of examples are there. For example, in Ramayanam we have this example. Indrajit was performing Nikumbhila Yaga. It's a ritual. He says Yaga must be, there must be an enjoined ritual only. Enjoined means not as a Nitya Karma, but as a Kamya Karma it is there. So it is a ritual. He is performing a ritual. And that ritual, it is aimed at destroying the enemy, whosoever it is. Or you file a lawsuit against somebody and then you start a ritual to win the lawsuit. By the time you win the lawsuit, he is destroyed, the other person is destroyed. Then only you can win, you know. You cannot win a lawsuit without destroying the other person. Therefore, for winning the lawsuit, I am doing this puja, means the purpose is destruction of somebody else, ruin of somebody else. Here it is mode of ignorance. Mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance. Ajnana, what else we can say about it? So, same action. Action is same. The motives, they supremely matter. Therefore, an action performed, a simple action it could be, when it is performed with the sense of mine, I am the karta, without that sense of doership, and also without the greed for fruits, when an action is performed that way, that action becomes inaction. In the sense that it does not bind. Because lokoyam karmabandhanaha, the action binds the person. Good action binds in a good way, bad action binds in a bad way, but still binds. Whereas, if it is done without the sense of mine and without the greed for results, then it does not bind. So, it does not bind. That is one statement. But the statement said in a very, for the purpose of emphasis, in a poetic way, an element of poetry is also in that. It says, it is not action, it is inaction. It is like Yashoda ties a rope around Krishna and she knows that she did not tie. So, something like that. It is a tying, but yet not a tying. So you give, but yet you do not give. You take, yet you do not take. That way it is possible. Similarly, you act, yet you do not act. How? Because action is necessarily associated with doership and enjoyership. Now there is no doership, there is no enjoyership. Therefore, even while being action, it is not action, inaction. Therefore, this karma and akarma, it is not as simplistic as action is karma, stopping action is akarma. It's not that simplistic. It requires a very deep understanding. Therefore, that action has become inaction. Suppose physically you abjure action, then and you think that it is inaction. It is not inaction. It is an action only, because I am the doer. Now I renounced the action. I am the doer. I am the one who renounced. Suppose somebody comes before you and says, "I have renounced all that. I have renounced my job. I used to get $10,000. I renounced my job. I renounced this. I renounced that." Now you know that he did not renounce anything. So, a tree, when the fruit falls, the tree doesn't declare that I have renounced the fruit. The fruit has fallen. The tree has not renounced. The fruit has fallen. So, that's why Sri Krishna says, Nahi sanyasana deva siddhim samadhi gacchati. Just by taking, by renouncing actions, nobody is going to be accomplished. In fact, the real renouncing, sanyasastu mahabaho dukkham aptu mayogataha, that is what all he said earlier itself, he said. That's why I am quoting. Otherwise, I can quote a few verses from 18th chapter. I am not quoting. Because we are in the 3rd chapter, why to quote from 18th chapter? Of course, you may quote also. But these two quotes are from earlier chapters. I am the 4th chapter, 3rd chapter. It is 4th chapter, okay. So, sannyasastu mahabaho dukkham aptu mayogataha Arjuna. They are very anxious to become a sannyasi, eager to become a sannyasi. It's not that easy, I say. Mahabaho, you have a mighty armored Arjuna, it is not that easy. You use this mighty arms to perform some karma action with a right attitude, karma yoga, then you will know what is the renunciation and all that. So, this is how the karma and akarma has to be carefully understood. And these two things I will tell you. By knowing it, you will gain moksha. Next verse. Karmano yapi bodhavyam. Bodhavyam cha vikarmanaha.
అకర్మణశ్చ బోద్ధవ్యం గహనా కర్మణో గతిః. See what he is going to tell, that will come later, but this is all introduction. He is introduction. That's why we are finishing quickly. Introduction is what? I will tell you this. In this matter, even big people have made mistake. That kind of introduction it is. So he says, you should know. Oh, come on, why should I know, worry about karma and akarma? Let me take to sannyasa and I will do some japa and all that. Why should I bother about this karma and akarma? No, don't think it, look at it like that. Some people are like that. I come across, you see, you do not come across, probably, because you go to office and you come to our classes week after week. So you do not see all shades of opinions. Whereas I travel a lot, or I meet many people, I come across many people. They exactly say this way. That's why when I say something which I heard alone that I say, somebody says, what is there to know? You have known from this cover to that cover. What is it that you have known? Come on, let us do something. Do something in life. What is there to know? This is what he says. Jnana Shatravaha. This is how we describe them. They are hostile to knowledge. Anything you talk of knowledge, they have, what knowledge I say? Bhakti is important. This is another gentleman. Bhakti is important, karma is important, but knowledge is not important. You want to do karma without knowing? What attitude it is? First know, I say, jnatva karmani kurvita. First know and then you should do. So Shankara, Sri Krishna says, bodhavyam, you should know. It is an vidhi, tavya, bodhavya, you know, tavya prachaya. It is a vidhi. You should know. It's a mandate, you should know. A human being can only know. Animals and other things cannot know, you know. All this is not meant. Animals are also jivas. They too need moksha. They too have samsara, they too have dukkham and all that. But unfortunately, they cannot know. They have to suffer, they cannot know. Whereas, human beings should know. So, bodhavyam. Karmanoh yapi bodhavyam. Karmani shashti it is called. Karmanaha, karmani shashti. So, shashti vibhakti stands for karma. Karma is object. So, grammar karma it is. So, shashti vibhakti has the same meaning as the dvitiya vibhakti, the sixth case has the same meaning as the second case. That is what called karmani shashti. Karma stands for second case. Anyway, so karmano hyapi bodhavyam means karma bodhavyam ichartha. You should know what is karma. Bodhavyancha vikarmanaha akarmanascha bodhavyam. He brings in an extra thing now. Earlier he said karma and akarma, but when karma, between karma and akarma, he is introducing another thing, vikarma. That also, karma, akarma is fair enough. But anyway, now that the topic is moving on, so a few related things can be added to the bandwagon. So, vikarmanascha bodhavyam. You should know what is vikarma. Akarmanascha bodhavyam. You should know what is akarma. Because this karma topic is a very tough topic. Gahana karmano gatihi. In fact, I tell you, there is a lot confusion in the world about karma and karma yoga. Any amount of confusion is there. If you go to Vedanta class, one kind of approach. If you go to a temple means not our temple. Our temple is integrated with the Vedanta class. If you go to another kind of temple where no teaching is there, acquainted a little with the things that go on there the emphasis is altogether different. So, no surprise, sometimes people ask, we get confused, what is the right thing? That way the people ask. Because all kinds of emphasis in different places, and different Mahatmas emphasize differently. So, it's a Shabda Jalam Maharanyam Chitta Brahmana Karanam. That is what Shankara says. The situation is really like that. There is a lot of confusion. So, the topic is like that. Gahana karmano gatihi. Gahana means impenetrable. You cannot penetrate. So, gatihi swarupam yatharthyam tattvam ichartha. So, gatihi is not going, etc. Karmano gatihi. So, the tattvam, the yatharthyam, the reality, the true nature of the karma is impenetrable, means
It's a stuti to draw the attention of the student. So do not underestimate. It is not as simplistic as you take it to be. So pay all the attention and you should know it. Karmano yapi bodhavyam. So bodhavyam cha vikarmanaha. Akarmanascha bodhavyam. Gahana karmano gatihi. So karma is action. Akarma is inaction. A simple translation. They have to be further understood properly. Vikarma. Vikarma, I have to tell you, no? What is vikarma? Vikarma is forbidden action. What is forbidden action also we should know, so that we can keep at a distance from it. And what is action, karma, we should know. What is actionlessness, that we should know. Because action is not moving limbs here and there and doing a few things, that is not action. And inaction is not abjuring action also. So the ideas about action and inaction have to be cleared. Therefore, you should know all these things perfectly. That now has introduced the real verse. We'll say the verse. Karmanya karma yah pasyet. Akarmani cha karma yah. Sabuddhiman manushyeshu. Sayukta kratsna karma krit. So, you see, we have already explained that whatever people think as action is really inaction, and whatever people think as inaction is really action. That is what I explained just now, right? If that is the case, then whatever people think as action, if you look at it as inaction, then you are looking at it is correct. And whatever people think as inaction, if you understand it as action, then your understanding is correct. That is the verse. So, you followed my point? Anyway, I am reserving this verse for the next class. Just the statement I am making it clear. So, just now I explained to you, people think that this is action and this is inaction. Like that they have a black and white division they have. And that division is wrong. This is what I told. So, if this is action, this is inaction, that division, if it is wrong, then what could be the right? So, the right could be, whatever they think as action is really inaction, and whatever they think as inaction is really action, that understanding is the right understanding. Yeah, that is how it is. Karmanya karma yah pasyet, akarmanicha karma yah sabuddhiman manushyesho. Therefore, whatever worldly people think as action, a jnani understands as inaction. And whatever worldly people understand as inaction, a jnani knows as action. And he is the real jnani. And why this kind of a complication for us? We don't need this kind of puzzles. So we don't care for these puzzles. No, you should look at it. It is a puzzle worth pursuing, because sabuddhiman manushyeshu sayuktaha, that one who knows this distinction clearly, he alone is the karma yogi. He is the yukta. We will see yukta. And kratsana karma kruta. He alone finally ends up as the one who has performed what all he has to perform. So by jnana, he becomes a kratsana karma kruta. So, by karma, you can only do one karma, and then one more karma, then one more karma, then one karma, how like that you can do. How many you can do in a lifetime? Whereas, by jnana, just by knowing the truth, kratsna karma krata, you have done all karmas. So, what is this verse? It sounds very quizzical, very interesting it sounds. So, we'll come back to this verse on 1st February. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Guru Bhyo Namaha Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Krishna Arpanamastu.